Introduction. We have spent hundreds of hours studying the Bible to find God's specific instructions for overcoming fear and His promises to deliver you from fear. God has made full provision to set you free from all your fears. The psalmist David explained this scriptural truth when he said, quote, "I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word. And He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." This verse says that the Lord delivered David from all his fears. If God delivered David from all his fears, you can be certain that He also desires to deliver you from all your fears. Quote, "God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons," end quote. Acts 10 verse 34, Amplified. You must be willing to learn God's instructions for overcoming fear. You must be willing to faithfully obey these instructions. You must learn how to have a deep, strong, and unwavering faith that God will deliver you from all fear in your life. Every principle in this book is based upon the Word of God. We pray that the scriptural information and explanation in the following chapters will set you completely free from all fear. As you read this book, you will see that we use the Amplified Bible more than other versions. We have found that this version of the Bible often provides valuable additional knowledge that is not found in other versions. We have compared each verse of Scripture with the King James Version, the New International Version, and the Amplified Bible. We then use whatever version enables us to best describe whatever principle we are explaining. You will see that the verses from the Amplified Bible contain additional information that is contained within parentheses or brackets. This amplification from the original Hebrew and Greek often will give you a greater understanding of some passages of Scripture. We recommend that you highlight or underline all scriptural truths that are meaningful to you as you read this book. Make notes in the margins at the top and the bottom of each page on scriptural truths that you desire to retain. If you decide to highlight or underline verses that are meaningful to you and to write notes in the margins, you will be studying the Bible. Then you will be prepared for scripture meditation. God has instructed you to renew your mind by studying the Bible daily. See 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 and Ephesians 4 verses 22 and 23. God also has instructed you to meditate day and night on His Word. See John 1 verse 8 and Psalm 1 verse 2 and 3. By highlighting or underlining and making personal notes as you study the Scripture, you will tailor-make this book for yourself. You will know exactly where to go to meditate so that you will be set free from all fear. You will have everything that you need from God's Word right in front of you to guide you to overcome fear. We know that there is some repetition in this book and that portions overlap with what we have written in other books. Our model is the Bible. God's Word is filled with repetition because God often emphasizes through repetition. There is a great deal of overlapping in the Bible. Many times, a passage of Scripture in one book of the Bible is identical to or very similar to Scripture from another book of the Bible. Our goal is to give you hundreds of specific instructions from God's Word that will help you to overcome fear. We will explain in subsequent chapters why we believe that difficult times are coming upon the world. If there ever has been a time to learn how to overcome fear, we live in that time. Our prayer is that the scriptural contents of this book and the explanation of the scriptures will help you to overcome fear. Please let us know if we have had a part in equipping you to walk in victory over fear. We will be so blessed to hear from you.